时间过得很快。
Time passed really fast.
50年前第一次到这里来的时候。
When I first came here 50 years ago.
林美英牧师也是刚刚在这里做牧师工作。
Reverend Laura Lin has just started off as a pastor here.
现在已经半个世纪过去了。
Now half a century has passed.
感谢主，我还可以站坐。
Thanks be to God that I can still stand and preach to you.
这个教会蒙上帝保守，蒙上帝赐福，到今天还成纽约这个时代的见证。
This church has been preserved and be blessed by God that today is still the testimony being bearing testimony to the Lord in New York.
今天我们要与大家思想保罗在2000年以前所讲的一段话。
Today we will consider the words that Paul has written to us 2,000 years ago.
保罗说。无论是希腊人
and Paul says, no matter the Greeks,
无论是化外人
or the barbarians,
无论是聪明人
or the wise,
无论是愚拙人
or the foolish,
我都欠他们的债
I'm under obligation to them.
为什么保罗讲这段话呢
Why would Paul say these words?
这是他内心深处整个侍奉的动机跟动力的来源。
Because this is the source of his motivation and momentum for his ministry from his heart.
保罗所做的工作是为了哪一种人？
The work of Paul is towards who?
保罗的侍奉是要对哪一种对象呢？
And to whom is his ministry towards?
他提到了四种人。
He talked about four groups of people.
第一是希腊人。
First is the Greeks.
第二是化外人。
Second are the barbarians.
第三是聪明人。
Third are the wise.
第四的愚拙人。
And fourth is the foolish.
可以不可以说？这四种人就是整个人类的总代表。
It's a representative of all kinds of human beings in this world.
希腊人是不是指当时雅典为中心的那些有学问的人
？Greeks are the intellectuals of the people in Greece at that time.
不是的。
Not only so.
原来的意思，这里的希腊人不是希腊人，是希利尼人。
The original meaning here is not just the Greeks, but the Hellenists.
雅典人是希腊人。
The Athenians are Greeks.
希利尼人比希腊人更广泛的希腊文化所影响的人。
But the Hellenists are a bigger group of people influenced by Greek culture.
所以希腊人是一种人。
Therefore, Greeks are a type of people.
希利尼人是另外一种人。
The Hellenists is another type of people.
他们文化是根源相同。
They're culturally similar.
他们的习惯是相同。
Their habits are similar.
他们的思想已经经过了一些时代的变化。
But their thoughts have been changed through history.
这个时代的变化是哪一种变化呢？
What kind of changes have they experienced in history?
就是苏格拉底以后产生了两个朝代的变化。
After Socrates, there's two generations of changes.
一个变化是从苏格拉底变成小苏格拉底学派的四种思想。
And so from one, it comes the mini Socrates with four types of thinking.
再从四个学派演进成当时三大文化潮流。
And in these four schools, it became the three main cultural streams of the day.
原来都是苏格拉底影响下去的。
It is influenced by Socrates onwards.
今天我不提到这四个潮流是什么。
Now today we will not talk about these four schools.
等到第二代传到三大学派的时候。
But when it comes to the three cultural streams,
那个影响力就大到一个地步。
It is such a great influence.
一直传下去有差不多800年的时间。
It continued for about 8 centuries later.
就是从主前400年到主后400年最重要的人生哲学的派别。
That is from 400 BCE to 400 after Christ, the most important thoughts in humankind.
我们知道苏格拉底以前人研究的是大自然。
Before Socrates, people are exploring the nature.
地球以及全宇宙中间所有的星球。
The earth and the universe and the planetary system.
他们要研究的两大方向。
And two directions that they are exploring.
一就是大自然的本质。
Number one is the nature of natural world itself.
是用什么方向什么逻辑去明白这个事情。
And second is to use what kind of way and logic to understand it.
那么到了苏格拉底的时候。
When it came to Socrates.
整个世界的哲学历史转变了一个完全不同的方向。
The history of the philosophical thought have transformed to another direction altogether.
苏格拉底说：“你们什么都要明白，但你不明白自己， 你做人有什么意思？
So God says you want to understand everything, but you do not want to understand yourself. What is the meaning of your life?
什么叫做什么都要明白呢？
What does it mean to want to understand everything?
看见星球有兴趣。
You look at the planets and you're interested.
看见太阳、月亮分别在白日、黑夜统管万有的现象有兴趣。
You're very interested in the phenomenon of the sun and the moon and the day and night.
我们对我们周遭所有的物质有兴趣。
We are interested in all the material things around us.
钢铁比棉花更硬。
Steel is harder than cotton.
有一些东西比另外一些东西更软。
There are something that is softer than other materials.
原来它们比重是不一样的。
Because their density is different.
产生了硬度的分别。
Therefore, there's a difference in their hardness.
人对这对那有无穷无尽的兴趣。
And we have this infinite interest in many things around us.
所以经过思考，经过研究，经过比较，我们就产生了不同的学问。
After exploration, investigation, and comparison, we have different knowledge.
研究地图的秉哲叫做地质学。
And so we have geology that studies the ground.
研究天上星球的学问叫做天文学。
Therefore we have astrology that studies the sky and heavens.
研究人生理的状况叫做生理学。
And then we have physiology that examines our body.
研究人心理的动态叫做心理学。
We have psychology that studies our inner health.
研究语言的规划叫做语言学。
And we also have linguistics in studying languages.
这些所有的学问都有一个共同点。
And all this knowledge share a same similarity.
有道在其中。
There is the word within.
这是学的根本。
To become the basis of its knowledge.
如果你明白这个中心点的道。
If you understand the central word.
就慢慢可以研究不同派系的学。
Then you can understand all these different understanding.
所以道叫做 logos.
Therefore the word is called logos.
学叫做 logi.
And the understanding is called logi.
你明白了万有的中心 logos.
You understand the central logos of all things.
你就明白不同派系的逻辑。
And then you understand the knowledge in different logies.
The logos is the foundation of logic.
Logos 就是这个逻辑的中心源。
When you search about psychology,
当你学习心理学的时候，
there is a logos as a center point, an influencing point of logic.
Logos 就是它的中心点，来影响它整个知识。
研究 philology.
When you understand philology,
there is logos.
那里有 logos.
你研究 theology,
if you understand theology,
there is logos.
那里有 logos.
研究 geology,
if you understand geology,
there is logos.
那里有 logos.
所以希腊人在全世界，他的文化的根底是比很多不同民族的思想更深更深的。
Therefore, the foundation of the knowledge is Greek is deeper than other cultures.
那么整个世界中间有这种观念的民族只有三个。
And in the world, there's only three types of people who have this kind of idea of logos.
一个是中国。
One is in China.
第二个是希腊。
Second is in Greece.
第三个是印度。
And third is in India.
中国人要明白道是中心。
Because the Chinese wants to know that the word is at the center.
没有道，你不必讲理。
Without this word, you do not have any logic.
你讲的要有道理，就是用道做根基，把理讲清楚。
For you to be logical, you need to have the foundation with the word.
道理是以道为中心的。
And so reasoning is centered on the word.
你的行为要有道做基础。
Your actions need to have the word as the center.
你才有德，叫做道德。
Then you will have morality.
道理。
Reasoning.
以道为中心。
With the word as the center.
道德。
Morality.
以道为中心。
With word at its center.
道路。以道为中心。
The path with the word as the center.
道心。以道为中心。
Our inner heart with the word as the center.
道心以道为中心。
Our ethics with the word as the center.
中国人文化是不可以没有道作为基本的。
So the Chinese culture cannot depart from the word.
所以我们什么都要知。
And we want to know everything.
那你要问你要知什么。
But what do you want to know?
我们要知道。
We want to know the word.
你知道不知道？
Do you know?
知道。
Yes, I do know.
没有道，你不必谈。
Because without word, you can have no discussion.
谈什么都是乱说一场。
Whatever you discuss is not logical.
乱说一场叫做胡说八道。
And illogical means you're rambling.
我们一个人胡说八道。
When a person is rambling,
那么你就没有被听的价值。
You do not have the value of being listened.
跟没有被思考的价值。
You do not have the value of being thought about.
也没有被遵循的价值。
And you do not have any value in following your way.
中国民族很注重道。
Therefore, the Chinese people pay a lot of attention to the word.
中国的思想家中间有两个最注重道的人。
In Chinese thought, there are two thinkers who pay attention to this word.
一个就是孔子。
Number one is Confucius.
孔子说，
because Confucius says,
道者矣。不可虚意离也。
And Confucius says, you cannot depart for a moment even from the word.
You cannot depart from the Tao even for one moment only. It is impossible.
你一刻都不能够与道隔绝。
这个用我们了解的层次来讲，
with our understanding according to our thoughts,
道就像空气使你每分每秒都有生活一样的。
The word is like air that you depend on it to live.
当你离开空气一分钟，你就死了。
When you depart from the air for a minute, you die.
这个讲的是身体方面的需要。
It's talking about the need of our body.
人除了身体还有灵魂。
But other than our body, we also have our souls.
灵魂里面如果没有道，你一分钟你也就死了。
If you do not have the word in your soul, you will die even for a minute.
所以道是很要紧的。
Therefore, the word is very important.
中国文化最重要。
In Chinese culture, it's important.
中国文化最伟大。
Chinese culture is great.
中国人是讲道的一个民族。
Because the Chinese are the people that talk about the word.
今天的共产主义慢慢把道丢了。
Today, the communism is abandoning this word.
他讲的是权柄。
It's talking about power.
他讲的维持他的权柄。
It's talking about maintaining its power.
一生就在这中间搞乱了整个文化。
And it is messing up the culture in its entire generation.
能够看出这一点的人，
The one who can see clearly this point,
看出共产主义是多么肤浅，
You can see how shallow it is for communism.
玩弄权势的人是多么可怕。
And those who are playing with power is so dangerous.
求主怜悯中国。
May the Lord have mercy on China.
那么第二个伟大的哲学家是谁呢？
And who is this second great thinker in Chinese culture?
是老子。
It's 老子。
为什么老子重要呢？
Why is he important?
因为老子超过孔子。
Because 老子 surpasses Confucius.
讲到道的时候，
When he talked about the word,
他已经脱离了人所能达到的。
He is separated, surpasses what man can think about.
他思想道的深奥的时候，
When he delved deep into the thoughts about the word,
深深从内心最佩服老子。
And I really honor and respect 老子 from my heart.
他不但知道万物的中心背后是道。
Because he not only know that behind all creature is the word.
他甚至想到连道的本身背后是什么。
And he also thought about what is behind the word itself.
这种思考能力，
this kind of thought,
到底从哪里来的？
Comes from where?
我们是不能完全明白。
We cannot truly understand.
只能说一定有启示的成分。
We can only say there is some measure of revelation.
中国伟大的思想家们，
the great thinkers of Chinese culture,
都在探讨老子思考道的因素从哪里来。
They are investigating the source of the word from 老子。
但我们今天没有办法一条一条细细的分析。
Today we cannot go into detail every one of them.
因为那已经超脱越过研究哲学的范围了。
Because it has surpassed the region of philosophy.
但是我告诉你老子为什么伟大呢？
But let me tell you why 老子 is great.
老子是最靠近圣经。
老子 is closest to the Bible.
虽然不能跟圣经相比。
Even though it's not on the same level as the Bible.
圣经是真理的源头。
Because the Bible is the source of truth.
发出来的启示。
It is given us in revelation.
老子是被造的人类。
老子 is a creature.
想真理所得到的结论。
It is coming to conclusion from the truth.
这个其中还有 qualitative difference.
其中有质的分别。
完全不一样。
It's totally different.
神就是神。
God is God.
人就是人。
And man is man.
神是创造者。
God is the creator.
人是被造者。
Man is the creature.
你无论如何不能把被造的跟创造的等量齐观。
You cannot equalize the creature with the creator.
那么孔子很伟大。
Therefore Confucius was great.
老子比孔子更伟大。
老子 is greater than Confucius.
伟大在哪里呢？
And where is he great?
他已经看出道不但不是被造的。
Because he saw that the word was not created.
道是比一切被造的更高一层。
The word is higher than all creature.
那么我问你啊，
Let me ask you.
你读过老子吗？
Have you read 老子？
你研究过没有？为什么的老子比孔子还更胜一层呢？
Why is 老子 surpassing Confucius?
因为孔子论到被造中间最原本的基础就是道。
Because Confucius, when he talk about creation, the source of it is the word.
那个孔子论到道，他讲个一句，没有任何一个哲学家，没有任何一个文化，没有任何一个民族可以讲出来的话。
And Confucius, when he talk about a word, he spoke something that no other.
I'm not talking. I'm talking about 老子。
When 老子 spoke about the word, he spoke something that no other nation have ever said before.
为什么说他讲了没有一个人可以讲出的话呢？
Why is it that we say that he has spoken something and nobody has spoken before?
道德经第二十五章。
Because in 道德经 chapter 25,
他这样讲。
He said it in this way.
你们读过道德经的举手我看看。
Those who have read 道德经, can you raise your hands?
一个人，两个人，三个人，四个人，还有谁呢？
Anyone else?
中国很多知识分子在美国。
There are many intellectuals, Chinese intellectuals in America.
在美国读的书，从数学到 AI, 都是读被造的东西。
And all the things that you study here are things that are created.
在2600年以前。
But 2600 years ago.
老子想的不是被造的东西。
老子 is not thinking about a created thing.
远远超过 material.
And way surpasses all the material things.
超过 atomic.
Way past all the atomic things.
Big Bang.
Surpass the Big Bang.
超过所有现在最伟大的科学。
Surpass all the science of modern day.
他讲道的源头。
And he talked about the source of the word.
道的源头是什么呢？
What is this source?
老子说。
老子 said.
有物混成。
And there are things that are.
Something exists.
有一些东西已经存在。
不是有一些，有一个东西。
有一个东西。
一些东西变成多数不一样的。Something exists.
有物混成。
下面一句话什么？
What's the next phrase?
有谁注意到的请举手。你们读过
Those who know
老子的道德经。下面一句话什么？
What is the next phrase after that?
哎，你知识分子变成傻瓜了。他下一句话说什么？先天地生。
And that heaven and earth was born.
No, no. 你完全误会了。It's prior to...The birth of the heaven and earth.
先天地生。
比天更早生出来。
It was born before the heavens.
比地更早生出来。
It was born before the earth.
这句话怎么可以从人的口里讲出来呢？
How can this be spoken by a man?
所以我们不要以为我们什么都知道，我们什么都不知道。
So don't think that we know everything, we do not know anything.
老子达到这么深的知识的地步。
老子 has delved so deep into knowledge.
他意思是说。
And what does he mean?
天地万有。
That all creation
跟道的本身
and the word itself
是完全不一样的
are two different things.
因为天地如果是被造的
because the heaven and earth if they are created,
那么这个东西呢比天地更早是被生的
and that this thing is prior to heaven and earth, it was born.
造跟生一样不一样呢
and is it the same as created and born?
现在很多年轻人乱来一场
there are many people today who are in chaos.
男的对你的，我们下个月结婚，我们来造孩子吧。
And he says, I'm married to you, and let us create some children.
你能够造孩子
？Can you create children?
等孩子耳朵少一个，你造一个来接上去，好不好
？Can you create an ear for your child if he lacks an ear?
如果你的孩子撞车腿断了一个，你再造一个接上去，好不好
？Can you create a limb for your child if, let's say, he lost a limb?
A man created the man.
人造人
，that is absolutely, totally.Impossible.
这是绝对不可能的。
人只能生人。
Man can only beget man.
What is the difference between to give birth and to create?
被生和被造是什么分别
？Create is within the power, planning, and your ability to produce something from nothing to become existing.
创造呢是从没有东西当中以你的思想和设计来创造。
人创造是完全不可能的。
It's impossible for human being to create.
人生孩子是可能的。
But man can beget other human beings.
当你生的时候，你很奇怪。
When he's being given birth, you're amazed.
他怎么可以完全跟你相同
？How can he be in the image of me?
怎么样把这些东西变成已经活作的 存在的一个相同的生物呢？
How can you bring a life to a creature that exists?
所以当老子讲这句话的时候，
Therefore when Lao Tzu spoke this word,
他的思想太深太深，
His thought was so deep,
有物混成。
Something exists
先天地生
that is prior to heaven and earth.
物不知其名
we do not know its name.
强之越大，名之越道。我所知道的这个东西呢
？This thing that I know，
我不知道它名叫什么。
I don't know its name。
我把它叫做大。
I call it the word。
其实它应该叫做道。
It should be called the word。
孔子完全不知道这个事情。
Confucius doesn't know this。
老子知道这个事情。
But Lao Tzu knew。
所以不奇怪，中国历史最谦卑的知识分子
，Therefore the most humble intellectual in Chinese culture
是孔子。
Is Confucius。
因为他有一天呢。
Because for a day,
翻山越岭,
he traveled for distances,
跋涉几千公里,
almost several thousand miles.
为什么呢?
Why?
他要去找老子。
He wants to seek after Lao Tzu.
为什么要叫老子呢?
Why would he seek Lao Tzu?
孔子要问道。
Because Confucius wants to seek after the word.
如果你说呢，孔子什么知什么东西什么学问都明白，我告诉你不是的。
You said that Confucius understand everything? No.
孔子某些东西都知道。
Confucius knows certain things.
但是什么叫做道，完全不知道。
But he doesn't know anything concerning the word.
他知道某某地方有一个人叫做老子。
And he heard about this person called Lao Tzu.
为什么老子叫做老子呢
？Why is he called Lao Tzu?
我解释开玩笑，因为老子比孔子更老，所以叫做老子。
Jokingly, I say because he's older than Confucius, so it's called Lao Tzu.
他去老子那边问一件东西。
So we went to Lao Tzu and seek after him.
我不明白的，我问你。
I do not understand, and so I ask.
什么叫做道
？What is this word?
那么老子见他的有没有说：“哎呀，你这么大的学者，怎么来找我呢？我不好意思。”同样是哥大。跟这个怎么其他的大学的教授，你来找我，我不敢当。
Did Lao Tzu say I'm embarrassed that you look for me because you're a great intellectual as well?
请问哥伦比亚大学的教授要不要去找哈佛大学的教授
？Will the professor in Columbia University seek after the professor in Harvard?
你教授我也教授。
You're a professor, I'm a professor.
你越教越瘦，我也越教越瘦。
I became thinner as I teach.
那我去找你做什么呢
？Why do I seek after you?
学者找学者。
And for a scholar to seek another scholar,
难能可贵的事。
It is a very rare phenomenon.
老子被孔子寻找。
And so Lao Tzu was sought after by Confucius.
更是更难能可贵的事。
It is such a rare phenomenon.
那么老子有没有说，哎呀，对不起，你这么大的学者怎么来找我呢？
Did Lao Tzu says, oh, it's so embarrassing to seek after me? No.
老子说什么呢？
What did Lao Tzu say?
老子讲很爽直的话。
And he says something very straightforward.
真实的话。
Very honest.
也很难听的话。
And it's very hard to listen.
你们去找一个人，他对你说，啊，请坐，请坐。
When you look for somebody else and he says, please take a seat.
老子没有请孔子坐。
Lao Tzu didn't invite him for a seat.
老子也没有谢谢孔子。
Lao Tzu didn't thank him.
老子更没有对孔子说，你怎么来找我？我不好意思。
老子 didn't say, oh, it's so hard for you to come and look for me. I'm embarrassed.
见孔子第一句话说什么
？What is the first word that Lao Tzu spoke to Confucius?
去子子，交态于淫子，可以知道道。
Can you remove your arrogance so that you will come to know the word?
你再这样骄傲
，If you are arrogant in this way,
你再这样以为自己厉害
，And you think that you know everything,
你永远不明白什么叫做道。
You will never understand what the word is.
这个叫做中国文化
，And this is what Chinese culture is.
这种态度
，This kind of attitude.
这种谦卑
，This kind of humility.
是习近平完全没有的。
It's what Xi Jinping doesn't have.
我告诉你，今天的中国文化已经被共产党铲除杀害。一无所存。
And today's Chinese culture has been abandoned by communism.
老子的伟大。
And the greatness of Lao Tzu.
他不但是诚实。
He is not only honest.
他道破了最大的有学问的人其实什么都不懂。
But he points to us that the greatest intellectual you do not understand anything.
You are most intellectual, but I tell you, you know nothing.
你是最大的知识分子，但是我告诉你，你什么都不懂。
世界上讲。You know nothing 的人有两个人。
世界上the world that has two persons who says you know nothing.
一个老子对孔子讲。
And Lao Tzu said it to Confucius.
一个是苏格拉底对自己讲。
The other one is Socrates to himself.
Do you know Confucius? You know nothing.
你知道孔子吗？你不懂，你什么都不懂。
苏格拉底说 ，Do you know? I know nothing.
Socrates says, 你知道吗？我什么都不懂。
我对这些有学问的人是非常尊敬的。
To these great thinkers, I really honor them.
我虽然什么学问都要去研究。
Even though I want to examine all kinds of knowledge.
但我们知道我们绝对不可以骄傲。
But we know that we cannot be arrogant.
那孔子跟老子这样讲，有没有发脾气啊？
So Confucius, after he's been rebuked, did
he say that?
It's ridiculous.
我是直，你也是直。
We're both intellectuals.
这个直不是 intellectual. 我是孔子，你是老子。
I'm Confucius, you're 老子。
你怎么一见面对我讲这样粗鲁、这样没有礼貌的话呢？
How can you spoke these rude words to me?
很多知识分子给人家轻看了，他就大发脾气了。
Many intellectuals, when despised, they throw a tantrum.
孔子回应什么话呢？
What was Confucius' response?
这一件我们也要佩服孔子。
And we also have to respect Confucius for it.
孔子从老子那边回家以后。
And when he returned from 老子,
他对他的学生说。
He told his students.
今天我见到老子。
Today I've met 老子。
你知道发生什么吗？
Did you know what happened?
他怎么评论我呢？
How did he exact?
我怎么反应他呢？
How did I respond to him?
孔子说：天上的鸟怎么飞？我知道。
Confucius says, I know how the birds fly in heavens.
海里的鱼怎么游？我也知道。
I know how the fish swim in the sea.
今天我见老子。
Today, when I seek after 老子，
我不是见到鸟。
I didn't see the scots,
我不是见到鱼。
I didn't see the fish.
我见到一条龙。
But I saw a dragon.
我告诉你啊。
Let me tell you.
龙怎么飞？
How does the dragon fly?
怎么转？
How does it go in the knees?
我完全不知道。
I do not have any idea.
今天我见老子是见到一条龙。
And today, when I meet 老子, I met a dragon.
孔子的谦卑。
The humility of Confucius.
也是我们全部中华民族所有的百姓应当要佩服的。
It's what we should respect as the Chinese people.
现在我单单讲这些一堂就完了。
Now today when I speak on this, we're done.
还没有讲罗马书呢。
We haven't come to Romans yet.
现在弟兄姊妹。
Now brothers and sisters.
中国人讲道。
So Chinese people talk about the word.
希腊人讲道。
The Greeks talk about the word.
印度人讲道。
The Indians talk about the word.
中国人的道就是道。
The word in the Chinese culture is the logos.
我前天跑到一个餐馆去吃饭，叫做道。
Two days ago, I was at a restaurant called 道。
里面也没有道，也没有理。
There is no 道 and there's no
乱七八糟。
It's messy.
吵得不得了。
So noisy.
我想永远不要再进那个餐馆。
I don't want to go there anymore.
因为道是什么，我有一点概念。
Because I have a certain idea of what the word means.
那么希腊的道。
Now the word in the Greek culture
is 深到不可测的。
It's very deep in delving of thoughts.
第三种民族。
Now the third people,
印度人也讲道。
The Indians also talk about the word.
为什么我提出这三个民族呢？
Why do I talk about these three people?
我告诉全世界所有的民族都不懂道。
Because all the rest of the nations, they do not have any understanding of the word.
罗马帝国没有道。
The Roman Empire did not have the word.
美国没有道。
America does not have the word.
英国没有道。
England as well.
捷克、匈牙利、葡萄牙都没有道。
Czechoslovakia, Poland, Hungary, they do not have it.
中国有道。
But in China there is.
希腊有 logos.
In Greek there is logos.
那你说印度有什么？
Then in India what do they have?
不要轻看印度。
Do not despise India.
这是一个非常古老的文化。
It is indeed an ancient culture.
印度人比中国人更先拿到诺贝尔奖金。
The Indians have gotten Nobel laureate earlier than the Chinese.
你们知道最先拿诺贝尔奖金的中国人是谁？请举手我看看。
Do you know who's the first Chinese who got a Nobel laureate?
谁啊？李政道、杨振宁，除此以外，还有丁少宗，以后才有其他的人。
There are several Chinese people who got the Nobel laureate.
印度的 Tagore 在李政道以前已经拿了诺贝尔奖。
And the Indian by the name of Tagore has already received Nobel laureate before the Chinese did.
我们应当尊重印度。
We ought to respect India.
我们也应当看不起印度。
And we also ought to despise it.
在这个民族里面最高超的文化学人。
Because the highest cultural intellectual in this country.
这个民族也最化外的野蛮人。
But there's also barbarians in this culture, in this country.
这个民族现在正在兴旺起来了。
This people is now reviving and advancing.
他们很多事情要超过中国了。
There are many things that they will surpass China.
中国人很不高兴让印度超过的。
The Chinese is very unhappy for India to surpass it.
正像美国很不高兴让中国超过的。
Just like America is very unhappy for China to surpass it.
人间最可怕的罪就是妒忌。
And what is the greatest sin in mankind is envy.
人间第一个杀人的动机就是妒忌。
And the first motivation for murder is envy in mankind.
我不讲下，我讲下又是另外一堂了。
If I continue, there is another sermon again.
我告诉你，印度的道是什么呢？
But what is the word in India?
印度的道叫做 Brahma.
The word in India is Brahma.
Brahma 中文又翻译成婆罗摩。
Brahma is Polomo in Chinese.
Brahma 是什么呢？
What is this Brahma?
Brahma 是创造万有的主宰。
Brahma is the sovereign that created the entire world.
看样子印度好像也相信上帝。
It seems as though the Indians believe in God as well.
相信上帝是创造者。
Believes that God is the creator.
上帝是 Brahma.
So God is Brahma.
印度对于创造者，他除了了解以外，又了解另外两个跟创造者相符关系的神。
And other than this creator God, it also understands two other gods who are in close relation to the creator.
第二个神是什么呢？
What is the other god?
叫做 Vishnu.
It's named by Vishnu.
第三个神叫什么呢？
What is the third god?
叫做 Shiva.
By the name of Shiva.
是三个人共存。
And so these three persons existing together.
或者可以说是印度人的三位一体。
You can say that it's the trinity of the Indian god.
Brahma 创造。
Brahma is the creator.
Vishnu 保存。
Vishnu is the protector.
Shiva 毁灭。
And Shiva is the destroyer.
Creator
创造者。
Defender
保护者。
Or protector
保护者。
And number three is destroyer
毁灭者。
那么印度人的神有多少呢？
How many gods does the Indians have?
我讲了都不好意思。
I'm embarrassed to say it.
印度人的神有三万万六千万个。
There is 3 billion something god.
360 million.
360 million god.
印度的神有三万万六千万个。
360 million god.
所以你说三位一体很麻烦。
You said it's difficult for Trinity.
你信印度教更麻烦了。
If you believe in Hinduism, it's even worse.
单单的记他的名字，到你死都记不到。
You can't even remember all their names.
所以印度人也很骄傲。
And so the Indians are also proud.
那么他们所敬拜的神。
Because the gods that they worship.
令他们敬畏。惧怕，甚至呢，屈服，完全屈服。
Give them a fear so that it will fall prostrate before them.
他们怕他们的神。
They are fearful to their gods.
他们怕 Brahma 吗？
Are they fearful of Brahma?
不是。
No.
他们怕 Vishnu 吗？
Are they fearful of Vishnu?
不是。
No.
因为这些是好神。
Because these are good gods.
他可以创造。
They can create.
可以保护他。
They can protect them.
越保护他，他越不怕，因为他保护我嘛。
The more he protects, the less he's fearful of it.
你把保护你的神当作是物，你把自己当作他的神。
You treat this protector god as the material and you as their god.
有一句话很好笑。
There is a phrase that is funny.
我虽然讲了你不一定笑。
You might not laugh even when I say it.
但我感到你不笑更好笑。
But if you do not laugh, it's even funnier.
这句话怎么讲呢？
How does it go?
狗怎么样看它的主人？
How does the dog treat its master?
跟猫怎么样看它主人？
And how does the cat treat its master?
完全不同的两个态度。
It's two different attitudes.
狗说主人给我吃。
And the dog says, oh, the master is feeding me.
天天给我吃。
And he feeds me every day.
一面吃一面摇尾巴。
And he wags his tail even as he eats.
你注意看呢，狗吃东西都是摇尾巴。
And when the dog is feeding, it's wagging its tail.
谢主人。
Thank you, oh master.
天天给我吃。
You feed me every day.
I treat you as my God.
我当你是我的神。
因为你给我吃。
Because you feed me.
I thank you.
谢谢你。
很像今天很多人要上帝的恩典。踩到上帝的面前。
Just like a lot of people who want God's blessing to come before him.
My master is my God.
我的主人是我的神。
My master give the food for me to be fed.
我的主人喂养我。
So I worship my master as God.
所以我敬拜我的主人为神。
猫呢？
What about cat?
猫不一样。
Cat's different.
猫吃东西，喵喵，它没有摇尾巴，也没有高兴，也没有感谢你。
The cat is not grateful even when it's feeding from you.
吃了就走了。
After it's finished feeding, it leaves.
嘴巴也不擦。
It doesn't wipe its mouth.
你一定要养我。
You have to feed me.
因为我是你的神。
Because I am your God.
所以你养一只猫，你变成拜它做神。
When you rear a cat, you become a worshipper of their cat.
你养一只狗,
when you rear a dog,
狗拜你做神,
the dog worships you as God.
从今天开始不要再养猫了。
So don't rear any more cats.
你养狗比较有神的地位吧。
Because if you have a dog as a pet, you feel like a God.
你感到不好笑就算了, 因为你也很好笑。
If it's not funny, that's it, okay.
我真的讲下去了。
Let us continue.
那么印度人最怕的,
So the Indians are not most fearful of Brahma.
印度人最害怕的是Shiva.
But they are most fearful of Shiva.
你们注意一件很特别的事情。
And pay attention to this thing.
你到全世界所有的印度庙里面,
When you go to every Indian temple in the world,
你发现Shiva给人摸的时候,
When you realize that Shiva is being touched by mankind,
他的脚趾,
The toes,
是差不多摸完了,
it's almost flat.
因为人怕他,
because they are fearful of him.
求你不要毁灭我,
Please do not destroy us.
求你不要伤害我,
Please do not harm us.
你是我最高的神,
because you are our highest God.
不是创造者,
it is not the creator.
不是保护者,
not the protector.
是毁灭者,
but it's the destroyer.
到Jakarta, 中央博物馆里面去,
if you go to Jakarta in the Central Museum,
有一座已经1500年的神,
there is a deity, a statue of 1500 years.
他坐在那里,
is sitting there,
脚趾被人摸, 摸到差不多平到不到1米了,
the toe is almost flat because people keep touching it.
1500年来,
1500 years,
人一直怕他, 一直摸他, 摸到完了, 差不多没有了,
they are fearful of it so that it touched its toes, almost it's gone.
这个是叫做Shiva,
and this is Shiva.
所以印度人讲Brahma,
so when Indians talk about Brahma,
没有好好的明白,
it is, they do not understand him.
也没有好好的敬畏,
they do not fear him appropriately.
这三个民族,
there's three people.
中国人讲道,
the Chinese talk about the word.
希腊人讲道,
and the Greeks talk about the Logos.
印度人讲道,
and Indian talks about the word.
除此以外,
other than this,
没有一个民族讲道,
no other nation talk about the word anymore.
回到今天要讲的题目了,
now we come back to the topic of our sermon today.
希腊人,
to the Greeks,
苏格拉底敬拜 最高的神,
Socrates worshipped the highest God.
他不相信神话中间的神,
he does not believe in the mystical deities.
希腊人不是拜神话吗?
The Greeks, do they not worship deities?
希腊人不是很多的神吗?
Do they not have many gods?
他们有 Jupiter,
they have Jupiter.
他们有 Io,
they have Io.
他们有 Hermes,
they have Hermes.
或者叫 Prometheus,
they have Prometheus.
他们还有许多的神,
they have all kinds of deities.
Cupido,
and Cupido.
他们还有这个 这个叫做
Aphrodite,
这个 Aphrodite,
they have Aphrodite,
用罗马文叫做 Venus,
and they have Venus,
还有许多许多的神,
they have all kinds of deities.
苏格拉底看不起这些神,
and Socrates despised these deities.
你们这些人不像神,
you these deities, you are not like gods.
你们这些人不是神,
you are false gods, you are not gods.
因为你们虽然是很高的神,
because even though you are high gods,
你们道德是很低, 很败坏，很卑贱的。
But you have a very low moral standard.
为什么呢?
Very...
Why? 苏格拉底说，做人怎么可以抢人家的老婆呢？
Socrates says, as a man, how can you go have affair?
这个是没有道理的事情。
This is some immoral thing.
你怎么把人家的老婆抢过来做你自己的老婆呢？
How can you grab another person's wife to be your own?
圣经告诉我们，
The Bible tells us,
叙利王
King Herod,
把他哥哥的老婆把他抢过来,
have grabbed over the brother's wife.
所以上帝差遣使徒约翰先知来责备他。
Therefore God sent John the Baptist to rebuke him.
叙利亚你要悔改。
O King Herod, you are to repent.
叙利亚你有罪了。
O King Herod, you are in sin.
你兄弟的妻子作为你的老婆,
because you have obtained your brother's wife to be your own.
希律王悔改吗?
Did King Herod repent?
不但悔改, 不但不悔改,
not only was he unrepentant,
希律王就把约翰的头把他斩掉了,
but King Herod beheaded John the Baptist.
这就是人性的败坏,
this is the sinful nature of mankind.
所以苏格拉底说,
therefore Socrates says,
我不拜你,
I do not worship you,
我不信你,
I do not believe in you.
你们这些神,
because you, these deities, are not like gods.
不是神,
you are not God.
你比禽兽更不如,
you are worse than animals.
所以苏格拉底,
therefore Socrates,
后来也被杀了,
he was murdered,
好像叙利王被杀一样,
just like John the Baptist being beheaded.
苏格拉底相信的上帝是圣洁的上帝,
And Socrates believed in the holy God,
公义的上帝,
a righteous God,
良善的上帝,
a good God.
在旧约里面, 律法, 把上帝的本性显明出来,
and in the Old Testament, the law revealed the characters of God.
就是前天我在Riverside Church 讲到的提到的事情,
this is what we have mentioned in Riverside Church 2 days ago.
我们每天讲的都有关联,
and there are some connections on what we preach every day. Socrates does not believe in his gods.
那么你不是无神论吗?
Now then, are you an atheist?
他说, no, I am not an atheist.
他说我不是无神论者,
I believe in God, but not this God.
我相信神, 但不是这些神明,
这些神是假的,
because these gods are false.
I believe in a holy God.
我相信一个圣洁的神,
I believe in a righteous God.
我相信一个公义的神,
I believe in the God of goodness.
我相信一个良善的神,
God of mercy.
有怜悯的神,
God of loving kindness.
有慈爱的神.
所以苏格拉底的信仰不是基督徒, 很像圣经所讲的,
so the faith of Greeks, Socrates, is very similar to what the Bible says.
很多人以为自己的教会一定最靠近上帝,
many people think that their church is closest to God.
上帝有时候在非基督徒中间预备一些人,
God sometimes prepares among the unbelievers people who are closer to Him.
不是说他的良善,
I'm not saying that his goodness gives him salvation.
我告诉你这样坏的基督徒,
but such a wicked Christians, perhaps you are not saved yet.
我们继续讲下去了,
let us continue.
苏格拉底死了以后,
after Socrates died,
the Socrates system and Socrates philosophy becomes four minor Socratic branches.
那这个苏格拉底的思想就成为四门学校,
苏格拉底以人生哲学为最重要的思想,
because Socrates treated the human philosophy as the most important thought.
Why you just want to understand heaven, understand mountain, you understand the earth, you want to understand everything in the universe, but you never understand yourself, you are stupid.
你企图尝试了解世界上所有的一切, 但是你不了解你自己, 你是愚蠢的。
希腊的哲学转了一个大方向,
so Greek philosophy then took a turn,
从研究自然界变成研究人到底是什么,
from exploring the nature to exploring humankind, who we are.
苏格拉底的哲学,
this is this philosophy of Socrates.
经过两次 变换以后,
and after these two turns,
希腊哲学变成 Hellenistic philosophy.
So the Greek philosophy became Hellenistic.
这个 Greek philosophy,
Greek philosophy,
跟 Hellenistic philosophy,
还有这个希利尼人的哲学,
有什么不同呢?
What is the difference?
我们新一本圣经, 就把 Hellenistic 把它翻译成希腊人,
and so in this Bible translation, you will see it as translated as Greeks.
这个翻译是不大负责任的,
and this is slightly irresponsible.
应该回到 Hellenistic, 希利尼人,
you should go back to Hellenist.
希利尼人是有希腊文化的根底,
these Hellenists have the Greek culture as its base.
经过希腊 苏格拉底以后的变化,
and after the changes in Socrates and Greek culture,
变成在讲希腊文世界中间新的一种艺术跟文化,
it became a new culture and art among the Greek speaking people,
叫做希利尼文化,
and they are called the Hellenistic culture.
这句话, 严格的翻译,
strictly speaking, in translating it,
翻译成 Pan Greek culture,
it is, should be translated as Pan Greek culture.
什么叫做 Pan M?
What is Pan Am?
Pan American Airlines.
It's Pan American Airlines.
泛美飞机公司.
Pan American Airlines.
不是单单美国的公司.
Not just in America.
展望到全美国以外受美国影响的飞机公司.
But surpass all the other American airlines that is under its influence.
Greek 跟 Pan Greek 是不一样的.
Therefore, Greek and Pan Greek culture is different.
Greek 是在雅典为中心的.
Greek has its center in Athens.
Pan Greek 已经到了马其顿.
Pan Greek has reached Macedon.
Pan Greek 已经到了 Iowa.
And Pan
这个叫做什么? 叫做其他的邦城,
and Pan Greek has reached other cities.
还照样讲希腊文,
they're still speaking Greek,
文化不一样,
but their culture is different.
什么叫 Ionic, Doric, 还有其他的地方讲希腊文, 但是不跟希腊的雅典相同的文化,
This pan-Greek cultures are places where people still speak Greek, but they are not connected to Athens.
我现在讲第一个名词还没有讲完。
And we have not finished on the first
term.
Paul says,
希利尼人,
to Greeks,
我欠他债,
I'm under obligation.
化外人,
to barbarians,
我也欠他债,
I'm under obligation.
聪明人,
to the wise,
我也欠他债,
I'm under obligation.
比作人,
to the foolish,
我也欠他债,
I'm under obligation.
其他三个名词,
the other three terms,
很容易解释,
very easy to explain.
第一个名词, 很难解释,
only the first one is hard to explain.
保罗讲这四种人什么意思呢?
What does Paul mean when he mentioned these four categories of men?
三个意思,
three meanings.
第一,
number one,
我活在世界上,
when I live in this world, my purpose is to preach the gospel. This is my greatest responsibility as a man. When I follow Jesus, the greatest mission. What does Paul do when he's living on earth? Preach the gospel. Let me ask you, what is your mission on earth? Earn money? Look for prosperity? For this reason, you moved to America. From the very first day, your motivation to come here is to earn money. You are woe upon you. If I am in the same way, I would have come to America. But I have my stance on living. And I have a perspective of living my life. I will not leave a place. Unless God clearly leads and guides me, I will not leave. I do not live for money. I do not live for prosperity.
这样呢,
therefore, your very beginning will determine your end.
Any journey has an alpha point and has finally ending point.
每个旅程都有起点还有终点。
如果你起初是从上帝来的感动,
if the beginning it starts from the moving of God,
你结束已经达到了上帝要你达到的目的,
and your end will reach the goal that God has set for you.
你的Alpha跟你的Omega就是从上帝良善的开始达到他成全的美意。
Your Alpha and Omega will start from God's good beginning to fulfill His good will.
耶稣说, I'm Alpha.
Jesus says, I'm Alpha.
I'm Omega.
我是俄美加。
好, 现在回到今天讲的,
now coming back to the topic.
那么自从两代以后改变,
since these two generations and the turns that it took,
那么苏格拉底学派就变成三大人生哲学,
and so Socratic school became three schools for humankind.
主前400年开始影响 整个希腊文化发展的地区,
400 BCE it influenced all the Greek places.
一直到 主后400年,
until AD 400,
基督教最难使人信主的地区就是这三个文化。
To become a place where it's most challenging for people to become Christians is these three cultures.
一个福音广传的地方,
and a place where the gospel is preached.
可能很多人信耶稣,
perhaps many would come to Christ.
可能很多人不信耶稣,
but perhaps many would not come to Christ.
Hellenistic就是这样,
and Hellenistic is such, is such a place.
Hellenistic era, Hellenistic area,
why is it hard for the Hellenistic era and people to believe in Christ? Because of these three schools. So Paul is sorrowful in his heart. Oh, Hellenistic people, I am under obligation. This is the first one. That is perspective.
第二个观念,
the second perspective he had,
他们都需要耶稣基督,
they all need Jesus Christ.
希利尼人无论多少学问, 他们都需要耶稣,
no matter how knowledgeable the Hellenists are, they need Christ.
第三个观念是什么呢?
What is the third concept?
我已经预备好了,
I am prepared to fill their need.
I live to pay my obligation.
我活着是要欠他们的债。
I live because they need the gospel I'm preaching.
我活着是因为他们需要我所传的福音。
I live because I want to achieve how to win them to be Christians.
我活着是要赢得他们，使他们赢到基督的面前。
那么保罗活在世界上。
Therefore, when Paul lived on this earth,
为了传福音
，to preach the gospel,
为了把希腊人带到主面前
，to bring the Hellenists to the Lord,
是第一种他传福音的对象。
This is the first type of people they preach the gospel to.
第二个对象
，the second type,
法外人
are the barbarians.
I am not obligated to the intellectual people.
我不单单只是为着这些知识分子有欠他们债。
I also should preach.To the barbarian people,
我也要欠那些化外人的债。
They are not educated.
他们没有受教育。
They are not intellectual.
他们不是知识分子。
They are human beings.
但他们是人。
They need Jesus.
他们需要耶稣。
They need to be evangelized.
他们需要被传福音。
第三种人。
The third type of people.
我要付最聪明的人福音的债。
I'm under obligation to the wise.
第四种。
And the fourth.
世界最笨的人。我还是欠他们福音债。
I'm under obligation to the foolish.
我到今天找不到这样的传道人。
And today I cannot find preachers like this.
Are you a preacher?
你是传道人吗
？I'm a preacher.
我是传道人。
He's a preacher.
他是传道人。
What is the obligation you should pay to pay the debt?
我们应该欠的债是什么债呢？
对有钱人。
To the rich.
有学问的人。
To those intellects.
有哲学的人。
To those who have philosophy.
野蛮人。
To the barbarians.
没有知识的人。
The uneducated.
对聪明人。
To the wise.
对愚拙人。
To the foolish.
我都欠他们的债。
I'm under obligation to them.
保罗是很伟大的福音使者。
Paul is a great ambassador for the gospel.
因为他预备应付世界的四种人。
Because he prepared himself to fill their needs.
我现在在详细解释前面一种人。
Now let me explain in clear detail again one of these people.
什么叫做希利尼人？
What is this? Who are these Hellenists?
他们已经变成接受三种人生哲学的人。
And they have received these three schools of philosophies.
第一种
，the first
就是把喜乐、把快乐当作人生目标的人生观。
Is to treat pleasure and joy as their goal of humanity.
Why are you living on this earth?
你为什么活在这世界上？
I live in order to chase upon the happiness.
我活着就是追寻着快乐。
我如果活着，
If I live,
能够幸福，能够快乐，
I can be happy,
能够每一天过着最享受的生活，我人生就满意。
If I can enjoy life, then I'm satisfied.
这种人叫做 Epicurean.
These people are called the Epicurean.
第二种希利尼人是什么人？
The second type of Hellenists, who are they?
不是要快乐。
I don't want joy.
我要行善。
But I want to do good.
我要做好人。
I want to be a good person.
我要凭良心做事情。
I want to do things according to my conscience.
这种人叫做 Stoicism.
These people are called the Stoics.
斯多亚派的哲学人。
The Stoics philosophers.
第三种人是什么人？
And who are the third type of people?
Skepticism. Skepticism
是怀疑主义。
I doubt everything.
我怀疑任何事情。
I don't believe everything.
我不相信任何事情。
Those people are chasing for the goodness.
那些追寻善的人。
I don't think it is possible.
我不相信他们能够达到。
Those people who are pursuing happiness.
那些追寻快乐的人。
I think that is something skeptical.
我觉得我很怀疑他们。
什么都不相信。
They don't believe in anything.
这三种人。
And these three types of people.
求快乐的。
They seek after happiness,
求良善的,
seek after goodness,
什么都怀疑的,
and seek after doubt.
今天纽约有哪种人呢?
Today in New York, what kind of people do we have?
纽约有三种人,
there are three types of people here.
第一种人每天找快乐的,
the first type, seeking after pleasure every day.
第二种,
second,
每天盼望过良善生活的,
those who seek after morality to do goodness.
第三种人,
and the third,
每天什么都不信的人,
those who doubt everything.
所以其实保罗讲的世界
，Therefore, when Paul talk about in his world,
每一个时代真正表现的世界
，In every generation, we see it in our world as well.
Where are you now?
你在哪里
？You're in New York.
你在纽约城
？Where is New York?
纽约是在哪里
？A place where three kind of people combine together.
就在这里有三种人在这里聚集。
People seeking happiness come to New York.
那些追寻快乐的人来到纽约。
People seeking goodness come to New York.
那些追寻至善的人来到纽约。
People uncertainty and never believe anything come to New York.
那些怀疑的人也来到纽约。
所以我想这一段圣经。
Therefore, this section of scripture.
每一个时代，每一个基督徒都应当好好研究的圣经。
It's what Christians should really examine in every generation.
In Chinese society.
在中国文化
you have Confucianism,
你有孔子
you have Communism,
你有共产主义
you have some people materialism, but they don't believe in any kind of fixed philosophy.
你有很多唯物主义但是他们却没有抓住任何的哲学思想
共产主义的人他也不相信孔子
The communists, they do not believe in Confucius,
孟子
they do not believe in Mencius,
不相信基督教
they do not believe in Christianity,
不相信任何的宗教
they do not believe in any religion,
他们什么都怀疑
Because they doubt everything.
第一种人
This first type of people.
第二种无论如何我要行善
So no matter what, the second one wants to do good.
信佛也好，信耶稣也好，我要行善
If you are, believe in Buddhism or Christianity, I want to do good.
第二种人
This is the second type of people.
第三人
And third,
不管什么宗教，只要发财，我做人就有意思了
No matter what kind of religion, as long as I prosper, that's good.
Do you know you are facing the three kind of people, just like Hellenistic people?
你知道吗？你就面对这是三种人，就好像希利尼人一样。
保罗说
，Paul says,
"I am obligated."
我欠他们的债。
Pay the debt.
我欠
three kind of people.
我欠这三种人的债。
基督徒可以懒惰吗
？Can Christians be lazy?
基督徒可以什么都不做吗
？Can Christians do nothing?
每一天有求善的人，实在不能得到善的生活中间。
Every day, people who are seeking after goodness die in badness.
每一天在纽约，很多求快乐的人。结果实在 Broadway show 这样的奸淫快乐跳舞堂中间没有得到真正的满足
Many people who are seeking for pleasure in New York City died in their pleasure
How can you be a good Christian
你怎么能够做一个好的基督徒
Meet what they need
来预备好能够使他们得到满足
带领多少人信耶稣呢
How many people have you led to Christ
为什么我这次到美国来
Why is it that I'm here in America this time
I'm coming hereTo pay my debt.
我来这里是还我的债。
To do my obligation.
做我应当做的。
Those people study in Columbia University.
那些在哥大的学生们。
In University Pennsylvania.
在宾州的学生们。
In MIT in Harvard.
在 MIT 在 Harvard 的学生们。
I come to pay the debt to them.
我是来欠他们的债。
我感谢主。
Thanks be to God.
这一次来
This time when I'm here
有人说唐牧师
And you say Reverend Tong
50年前你来我信了耶稣
50 years ago when you came I became a Christian
有人说38年以前你来我接受耶稣
And some say 38 years ago when you came I became a Christian
差不多天天都有流眼泪
And I almost teared down every day
表示我这一生来美国136次我不是突然也不是开玩笑
That I have not come in vain this 136 times as I come、
God、
to the States.
God can use me to be people, bring them to the Lord.
上帝使用我把人带到他的面前。
我盼望这几天照样还可以达到主要我达到的目的。
I hope that these few days that I will still fulfill the purpose that God has set for me.
因为保罗说
Because Paul says,
无论是利尼人
No matter to the Hellenists,
我欠债。
I'm obligated to them.
无论化外人
No matter to the barbarians.
我欠债
I'm under obligation.
聪明人
And to the wise.
我欠债
I'm under their obligation.
愚拙人
And to the foolish.
我欠债
I'm under obligation.
所以情愿尽我的力量到你们中间去传福音
Therefore, I'm willing to come among you to preach the gospel to them.
上个月我在印尼
Last month I was in Indonesia.
我到很多很小的城市
I went to very small cities.
我到的我一定问你问题
And every time I'm there, I ask a question.
How many residents?How many people living in this town?
这里这个小镇当中有多少个人居住？
有个人对我说
A person told me
103,000
About 103,000个
一万
一万三千
13,000
一万三千个人
我说 Only 13,000 living in this village?
只有一万三千个人住在这里吗？
他说 Yes
He said yes
Among 13,000 How many Islam?
一万三千个人有多少是信回教的？
大概啊 ，4,000 Islam，
有四千个人是回教徒。
Another 9,000 Christian，
其他九千是基督教徒。
那么我就问
，Then I ask，
Can I draw how many people to listen to my preaching？
如果我讲到有多少人会来？
有的一万城市四千个人来。
And in some cities with 10,000 residents, 4,000 of them come.
有的一万三的城市来了六千个人。
Some 13,000 cities with 6,000 attending.
有的只有九万的人来了一万个人。
And some with 90,000 with 10,000 people coming.
为他们传福音,
and I preached the gospel to them.
他们是这么少人地方,
it says, why do you go to these places with so little people?
我老实告诉你,
honestly, I tell you,
我更喜欢去那个地方,
I like to go to those places.
比起到纽约来,
comparing to New York.
因为我来纽约跑了几十倍的路程,
because I come here traveling so far.
花了几倍的路费,
I've spent so much in expenses.
来听我的不到2000个人,
those people who come to here is less than 2,000.
到那些小城市,
but when I go to those small cities,
有8000人来听,
8,000 people would come.
6,000人来听,
6,000 people would come.
1,000人来听的,
10,000 people would come.
你们在这一本, 我们的这一个, 这一次的什么, 你们有没有那个这本诗歌本?
In the songbook that you saw in our book,
诗歌本后面的那四张图画,
the four pictures that you see in our songbook at the end,
第一张有2000多人,
the first one of 2,000 over people,
第二张有6000多人,
the second over 6,000 people,
第三张有10,000多人,
and third about over 10,000 people,
第四张有100,000人,
And the last one over 100,000 people.
这些是真正的照片, 不是开玩笑,
these are real pictures.
我不是到美国来吹牛,
I'm not here to boast in America.
我不是到美国来骗你,
and I'm not here to deceive you.
只怕你从来不去看我的工作,
but it's only that you have never go there to visit our work.
你一生就看见的就是我在纽约的工作,
and all that you've seen is my work here in New York.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
他们没有 Columbia 大学的学问,
they do not have the knowledge of Columbia University.
他们照样是上帝所创造的人,
but they are human beings created by God.
谁把福音传给他们?
Who will preach the gospel to them?
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
我像保罗一样,
and I am like Paul.
说希利尼人也好,
I say to the Hellenists,
话外野蛮人也好,
to the barbarians,
聪明有学问的人也好,
to the wise and intellectuals,
笨的没有知识也好,
to the foolish and uneducated,
我都欠他们债,
I am under obligation.
今年我已经83岁了,
this year I'm 83.
我已经传福音传了66年半,
I've preached the gospel for 66 and a half years.
我已经跑世界跑了136千了,
I've gone through the world 136 times.
我已经跑到了40多个国家了,
I've gone to 40, over 40 cities.
我曾经在600个城市开布道会,
and I've been to over 600 cities to have gospel rallies.
如果我退休,
if I retire,
我也不必自卑感,
I will not have to feel guilty.
I have done my best.
我已经尽责任了,
I have done my job.
我已经做了我当做的,
I have answered my calling.
我已经顺服了我的呼召,
上帝赐福你们,
may God bless you.
不要单单为了财,
do not only for prosperity,
为了喜乐,
for pleasure,
为了你自己的好处, 或者世界上,
for your own advantage to live in this world,
或做为了别人的需要,
but to live for the needs of others.
Amen.
Amen.
May God bless you.
愿上帝赐福你们,
may God use you.
愿上帝使用你们,
send you.
差遣你们,
anoint you.
恩膏你们,
to preach the gospel.
来传讲福音,
to bring your people.
来带领你的人,
your colleagues. Your friends.
你的朋友, 你的同事,
to come to Jesus Christ.
来到耶稣面前,